descend if you dare through twilight's veil into the depths where shadows wail, tumbling down a rabbit hole so deep where the fireflies in darkness weep. Watch your head and mind the fall as eerie whispers through the shadows call. In the gloom where phantoms stand, embrace the chill of spooky wonderland. Now welcome, dear listeners, to our dark domain, where your hosts await to guide you through the strange and arcane.
Good evening, spooky listeners. My name is Mikey, and this is my co-host, Sydney. Welcome to another episode of Spooky Wonderland, where it's spooky season year-round, and we share spooky stories and real-life events that we find interesting, then discuss them and share our own opinions and stories. With that being said, let's jump straight into it. So, Shaun of the Dead's 20th anniversary comes up in a couple of days and got me in a real zombie mood, so let's do zombies today. Let's start with a story time. One of the famous cases in history of an alleged real-life zombie is that of Clavius Narcisse, a Haitian man born in 1922. In 1962, at the age of 40, he was admitted into the Schweitzer Hospital, which was operated by American medical staff. Clavius' symptoms included a severe fever, fatigue, and coughing up blood. Clavius was pronounced dead shortly afterwards by two American doctors, held in cold storage for a day, and then subsequently buried. Nearly 20 years later, in 1980, a man claimed to be Clavius reappeared. He confirmed his identity to his sister and other villagers by using a childhood name and sharing intimate information about their family that only a family member would know. According to Clavius, he had been paralyzed by a voodoo priest to make him appear dead. and had been conscious but immobile during his burial. The Bokor priest had then exhumed him, drugged him, enslaved him, and forced him to work on a sugar plantation. Damn. He alleged and he had been made to consume a paste that effectively rendered him unable to think for himself and caused memory loss. He said he was forced to work on the plantation alongside other workers who had been drugged as well. When the voodoo priest died and the regular medication ceased, Clavius escaped, eventually returning home to his family. The villagers believed his story, and thus he was considered to be a living zombie. There are even photographs of Clavius sitting on top of his own tombstone from which he had allegedly been exhumed decades prior. In the years following, several doctors and scientists investigated this case. It was particularly perplexing that Clavius' death had been verified by two American doctors when they examined him at the time. So multiple testimonies confirmed that he did indeed die. Over the years, a number of theories have been circulated, including that Clavius was administered with a combination of subduing substances and including a component of pufferfish venom. Clavius died for real this time in 1994 at the age of 72. That's pretty creepy.
I'm so confused. How was he presumed dead if he wasn't?
I don't know. He was dug up and everything, so that's really weird.
Yeah, something will add up there.
Yeah, someone wasn't doing their job. So with that being said too, do you have a favorite zombie movie or TV show?
The only zombie movie I really only like is Zombieland. I really like that movie. It's very funny.
Yeah, that one's great. Did you see both of them?
I've never seen a second one, no.
Oh, okay.
But the first one is so funny.
Yeah, the finding the Twinkies and stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, for a comedy one, yeah, same with me, but like...
Yeah.
One I really liked was it was really creepy though, it was World War Z.
I've never seen that one either.
I think that was one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt. Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. You have any favorite zombie-themed video games?
Oh, definitely. Left 4 Dead. I love that game. I've been playing it so much with my friend. And also, I did like Dead Rising when I was a kid. I haven't played that since, so I don't know if I still like it. But Left 4 Dead, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, one of my favorites is The Last of Us. That it's just good storytelling, and that
I remember playing it.
Yeah, that one.
Definitely a TV show, right?
Yeah. And I think they're coming out with a new season soon. That game just forces you to be stealthy and stuff and conserve your ammo. I remember one time I think I got stuck in a bathroom with like only like 2 bullets.
Oh no.
And they came running in on me and not fun. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I never played Resident Evil. I heard that one's a good one.
Yeah, I think number 5 I played with a friend of mine, because you could play co-op on that one. Those ones are fun.
The original ones look creepy and interesting, I will say that.
Yeah.
But the newer ones, I don't know. The newer ones, just, I don't know.
They kind of go over the top on some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I also remember my cousin when we were kids. I think we played the second one where you're on a... I think you're on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. We both had to stop playing because we were going to the bathroom to pick up ammo, and then one jumped out of the shower. It's like, nah.
Oh, no.
Pass.
Oh, my goodness.
So, would you find slow-moving zombies or fast-moving zombies scarier?
Probably the fast ones.
Yes. Yeah, same.
You're running up on you? Like,
less reaction time.
Like, no, thank you.
That's what, that's kind of what creeped me out about World War Z, because they all were running super quick. And, and they knew how to, like, stack on top of each other.
Huh? Why? What?
Yeah, well, like, they would make towers of each other and stuff.
Oh. I don't know about that. So, absolutely not.
Yeah. If you could choose one item for surviving a zombie apocalypse, what would it be?
One item? Ooh. That's a hard question. Like a weapon?
Yeah, I guess a weapon, yeah. What kind of weapon?
I don't know. I like an axe. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah. Mine would have to be like a baseball bat. Something that you wouldn't have to keep fixing.
Yeah.
During a zombie apocalypse, where would you want to stay? At your home? A remote cabin? Or someplace else?
No, because I don't understand. Where is the safest place? That's where I would be.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know where the safest place is, because I never understand in movies. Why do they go to the most biggest place?
Yeah, like a Costco or a mall.
I don't
get
why they do that.
Yeah. I think I would want to stay on a boat.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, I don't think zombies can really swim.
Oh, they can't? Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
I mean, if they did, then be kind of screwed. But
yeah, that's pretty smart, actually.
Do you think zombies make for a better story when they're portrayed as more realistic or more fantastical?
What does fantastical mean?
Like, just fantasy, like, okay, so kind of guess, like, the Resident Evil zombies? How it's kind of more, like, extreme?
I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on that. I guess... I interest in zombies. So I guess, yeah, fantasy zombies, yeah. I think that's more interesting for sure.
Yeah, well, when I'm in the mood for like more like action movies, I guess. But yeah. I kind of lean towards more realistic when I want to more focus on the human people.
Yeah. I get that. I've seen this one movie. I don't know. It has Selena Gomez in it for like a minute. She died from a zombie. But like that was like realistic zombies, and it was like very boring.
Oh, damn.
I don't even remember what it was called. It had that one guy from Star Wars in it too.
Ooh.
What's his name? Rubbing.
Which character?
Not Han Solo. No, not him. The Han Solo's son. So the evil guy.
Oh, I forget what his name is. Dang it.
Yeah. He was in it. Oh, and Austin Butler was in it, too. That's such a weird movie. Very boring.
Oh.
But I was excited only because Selena Gomez was in it. And Austin Butler, I like him, too, but...
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't think of that guy's name.
Yeah, I just know him as Ben Solo. Or Kylo.
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Wait, is his real name Ben?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, in the movie.
I've only seen, like, the first Star Wars and, like, the newest Star Wars. Like, the first one.
Well, oh, okay.
Never seen any of the rest.
So you haven't So you haven't done many zombie movies. You've done more like zombie games.
Yeah, I would say I'm more interested in the games than the movies.
So, like, if one of those were to become life, which game would you rather experience in real life?
Well, I don't know about that. If zombies came in real life. You answer that first, because I don't know.
Answer that.
I gotta think of that.
Well, I know which one I would rather not experience is The Last of Us. Because there's one in there that it specifically, like, listens to little sounds and it'll come after you. Kind of like how The Quiet Place is.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, I would be so screwed.
I can't stand that movie. I don't like it. Because I talk too much. Like, I can't just not talk. Like, I would hate that.
Yeah, but I've never been to theaters for any of them, but I'm kind of you probably just hear, like, snacking the whole time and stuff. Like, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. Because it's silent. I can't. Mm-mm. I would forget we have to be silent and I just talk. And then,
yeah, the thing, or if, like, you have allergies and stuff and sneeze once, you're screwed.
Yeah, how do they not sneeze?
Yeah.
How do you get to the bathroom?
Just make sure you're far away from those things.
Oh my god, there's a lot of things. What if you're a snorer when you're sleeping?
Oh, I'd be screwed.
Oh my goodness. Crazy.
So, if zombies were real, what would you think would start their existence? Do you think a zombie outbreak would be theoretically plausible?
No.
No?
Honestly, I don't think they'll ever exist. I don't think that would ever happen, because it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
How? And also, second, how can they hear if they're dead?
That's true.
Because, like, in, for example, Left 4 Dead, I think everywhere it's like, don't, if it's loud noise, they come to it, right?
Yeah, they do react to noises and stuff.
And it's like, how can they hear? I don't get that.
Yeah. The only one that kind of makes sense for me is The Last of Us again, because, like, in there, it's like mostly, it's like fungus and plants and stuff that take over the body and kind of, it's kind of like these zombie ants things that I found, like, there's a fungus that infects the ants and manipulates their behavior. After, like, the fungus attaches to them, they, like, invade the body and, like, control the nervous system and stuff. Oh. And then, like, yeah, basically just controls all things. So it's kind of like that, too.
So plants are evil. Don't eat plants.
Don't attack us vegetarians.
Plants are cancer. They turn into the zombies. I feel like a mushroom. Don't like mushrooms. Aren't they, like, kind of zombie-ish?
I think there is. Well, I mean, yeah, fungus. It's like,
yeah, fungus is like, I hate mushrooms. I used to love mushrooms, but I don't like mushrooms anymore.
Mm.
They scare me. I'm getting
Yeah. So
now they scare me.
Yeah. So outside of that, I mean, there was something in the news a while ago, but then they found out the guy was just like super on drugs. Yeah.
I bring that up to my friend Rob the other day. That's so funny you just bring it up. I was like, remember when that guy was on bath salts and they thought he was a zombie?
Yeah.
He's like, and it's so funny because there's this clip from Drake and Josh. Josh is like, Mom, did you get me my bath salts? And that was like going around. That was a good time. Good time. But yeah, what you said, I feel like the fungus thing. That's
yeah, smart. That kind of makes...
like that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there is like a yeah, like the mushroom thing. I don't know where I heard that from.
No, that does sound familiar too.
Probably
just something I ran through on TikTok or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's where I learned everything. Yeah.
TikTok teaches me more than school ever did. So.
And then, how do you think the public would react if zombies were to be real?
Oh, they would act so stupid.
You'd have the people super freaking out, taking all the damn toilet paper. Then you'd have all the other people
like
that
during
are...
COVID. Like,
exactly. Well, look how people reacted to that.
Toilet paper, right? You couldn't find
Toilet paper.
You couldn't find any hand sanitizer. Yeah. You couldn't find anything in that store. Guys.
Yeah, I remember seeing on the news, like, someone filled their whole garage with toilet paper. Like, dude, why?
Right, and the thing is, like, COVID, it didn't make you, you know what, go to the bathroom. So
So it's like, what the hell?
Think toilet paper was smart.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. I wonder if that person still has all those.
Yeah, he still has. He's selling it. Wasn't people, like, selling it, too? Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, by, like, the gallons and stuff. Like, dude, stop.
Like, y'all are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would... I don't think they could handle a zombie apocalypse.
No, half of us would be screwed. Ooh, what would your trust level be when it comes to, like, strangers?
I don't trust strangers now. Yeah. I don't trust strangers then.
I get so paranoid.
I'm keeping my close friends and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be like the Left 4 Dead. You ever played the game? That's what we're going to be. Oh my goodness.
Would you prefer zombies retaining some of their human traits or that they're completely mindless?
No, see, I wouldn't like that because then I'll feel bad for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
No, like, I want them full zombie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the one, what's it called? It's when, it's kind of like a rom-com zombie movie, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I love that movie, actually. When he comes back to life.
Warm Bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I actually like.
He's a zombie, he comes back to life.
Yeah, like his heart starts slowly warming up and beating and stuff.
That was a good movie. I remember that. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, I love that one. Yeah. That's a good zombie movie.
See, like a situation like that, I'd be screwed if they turned on me and like they weren't actually turning good.
Yeah.
Because, I got a conscience.
That's a good movie. I wouldn't call it a zombie movie, but also not a full zombie movie. It's like a love zombie. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
you know what you would call it.
Well, like that in Zombieland, those type of movies I like because it's like different than what you normally get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you could pick any fictional character to be your partner during an apocalypse, who would it be?
Somebody on the Scooby-Doo team.
Well, in that case, Well, I wouldn't be able to pick Shaggy. We'd be screwing around too much. No. Yeah. I love Shaggy, but...
That's funny.
It would have to be Velma.
They got it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Let's do a little would you rather.
Okay, bet.
Okay. Would you rather be turned into a zombie or see everyone you love be turned into a zombie?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a tough one. Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like either of those options. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta choose one.
I guess I will turn into a zombie. I'll take one for the team.
there's too many people that if I saw turn, then I'd be done.
Yeah.
Like mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely have to be turned myself.
Actually, no.
No?
Third option. We're all being turned.
We're all in this together.
Down. We're all going down.
Yeah.
We're all going down. I think I'm going by myself.
You're my best friend. That means you're coming with me.
We all can be zombies together.
Yeah.
Hang out. Zombies hang out, right? I don't know.
I mean, just chilling, standing around.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, this next question.
Yes.
Already, all right. I say this always when I'm asked this.
Oh, no. Okay. Would you rather be killed immediately at the beginning of the apocalypse or
have to live
through it?
It's never going to end.
No,
a zombie apocalypse, you're going to be running for the rest of your life. How tiring is that? Like, no, just take me out.
Oh, man.
I don't have enough energy for that. Because honestly, I'll be left alone. I need to sleep.
Yeah.
And they would give me while I'm sleeping, so I'm not going to make it anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. They would give me when I'm sleeping, too. I'm a deep sleeper. So if they came through the door, it's like, oh, free buffet right there.
Yeah, there's this.
I don't know. I would kind of see how far I can go until it gets too ridiculous. And, you know, it's not worth it.
It's too much.
Take me.
Yeah. Some people be doing too much in those movies. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Like, some of them, like I said, like the Zombieland, it's not that bad because it's not like as many, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of empty. But then, in that movie, everybody was just go straight killing them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's that by sound when they turn on the, they turned on the merry-go-round, and then they all ran to it.
Oh, yeah, and then one part, I think his name's Tallahassee, I think he rings a bell so it comes running out and then just pops him in the head with a shotgun. So, yeah, I wonder if it's more of the sound or, the vibrations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
because that doesn't make sense to me. How do I have ears?
Yeah, well, because it only takes over the nervous system. The brain's pretty much dead, I think. I don't know.
But then
you have to shoot them in the head to kill them, so I don't know how that works.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather escape the end of the world by living underground forever or living in space forever?
Underground, going to space.
Nah.
There's aliens up there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up there.
I mean, floating will be fun, but then, how quickly are you gonna run out of food? I'm thinking a small little spaceship, but I mean, I guess if it was something like in Wall-E, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Cause they have a huge ship. That's something I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since it came out. I think.
Yeah. So it's basically an astronaut or a mole person.
A mole person. I mean, I guess, but you can build places underground, you know.
Yeah, underground city and stuff.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's collapse from an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Then,
but, you know.
Well, at least it'll be quick.
Yeah.
Would you rather know the exact date the world would end, or would you rather know what causes it?
Probably cause, because, you know how many times they have said, the world's gonna end this day, and then the world's...
Yeah, when the sun's gonna explode and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep saying Yellowstone's gonna explode tomorrow, and it's
don't
scare me like that.
Oh, sorry, we looked at the wrong calendar.
Which, I don't understand that, Yellowstone. How would it kill everybody in the U.S.? If it explodes, how is it going to kill everybody?
What, Yellowstone?
Mm-hmm. In the U.S. It said it's going to kill the whole U.S., but how?
Is it maybe the
smoke?
Maybe the fumes and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like there's... I have to look into that, because I feel if you had, oxygen masks and stuff, you might be okay.
Yeah.
So, unless it burns your skin and stuff. I don't know, that's weird.
That's
I'd probably want to know the cause, too, because if I knew the exact... Well,
the cause, you could kind of maybe not let it happen.
I'd be... Yeah, true. You could try reversing it or preventing it.
Mm-hmm.
Where the exact date, it's like, well...
You can't do anything. Whatever.
If it was actually, 100% going to happen, I would probably... Maybe I would want to know the date.
That's another thing. Like I said, what they said, the world was going to end in 2012.
Yeah, it was supposed to end, five times right now.
Yeah.
So, Y2K and all that.
Yeah, I never heard it. We should talk about that one time. I never heard about it. Heard it, once, but I never understood it.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That'd be interesting.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely put that on the list for an episode. Cool. Yeah, I might want to know the exact date so I can get stuff done on my list that I would like to experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if the cause wasn't preventable, I'd rather know the date. Yeah.
That's true, yeah. If it's not preventable.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Would you rather share supplies with someone and risk running out, or hoard them all to yourself and be alone?
I'll share with a select few.
Yeah, there's definitely a
list. I won't be greedy.
Yeah.
But they need to help out and find the stuff as well.
Right, yeah, it has to be a team effort. Yeah.
unless we have, like, different roles. Like, I get the stuff, they get to something else. Then that's different, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely, I would share. Not greedy.
Yeah. But if someone starts taking more than they...
They put in, then kick their ass out.
Yeah,
you take two crackers instead of one, I'd be like, put it back. Spit it out.
Jerry, why'd you get three?
Yeah, right.
Let's go for a walk.
Lock the door on him.
Yeah.
He gone. He done. What we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Ross's sandwich.
My sandwich?
Ross definitely would have put that person out into the zombies.
Ross might hoard just everything to himself.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's another thing to think about, too. Because in some zombie movies, like, they don't really go after animals. So I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah. That's interesting. Because,
like, there's one, I think it's Dawn of the Dead, where they send a dog out to go, like, give supplies to a neighbor, and the zombies don't even look at the dog or anything. But, like, realistically, like, it's a living thing, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe they think it's one of those.
maybe.
Which is good. I mean, I guess that's good they don't kill pets.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
sad. In Walking Dead, never mind, they totally ate a horse in Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I think they ate a tiger, too.
Oh,
well, because it's so random. On one of the episodes, they meet a new character, and he just chilling there with a pet tiger.
Seen The Walking Dead.
It's cool up to the show. It's cool up to a certain point. Then a lot of people had like mixed reviews on it. Yeah. I thought it was cool, but it's also because they brought in Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which I love him as an actor.
Yeah.
So when they brought him in, it kind of caught my interest again. My friend told me that the comics are a lot more interesting.
There's comics? I didn't even know there was comics.
Yeah, he gave me like two graphic novels the other day that they're like as heavy as bricks. They're like super thick. They're like yay big.
Dogs. Why don't they eat each other? That's another good question.
That's another thing too, yeah. Well, maybe because they don't eat dead things? I don't know.
Someone says, who says they don't? In The Walking Dead, Daryl cuts open a zombie stomach looking for proof it ate a girl, only to find it ate a woodchuck. In Dead Rising, there are zombie dogs. So some zombie must have bitten a dog. Okay. In World War Z, the book, not the... they did not like the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that next word. No. Like the movie.
Yeah.
The zombies eat any living thing.
So
I guess they do. Debunked.
No,
don't zombies eat each other? Over.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one.
Eat. I guess because it's like they only eat living human flesh. That's what I thought.
Okay, so yeah.
They're no longer zombies. Are not cannibals and don't attack any other zombies for the same reason people don't attack and eat their neighbors.
I mean,
all the humans are eaten or infected, zombie would continue to look for more humans to eat. Oh, so they would never eat each other.
That'd be one thing I'd be creeped out about too, is people that think cannibalism's okay.
Wait, people think that's okay? Oh my goodness.
I mean, there's a very small select few, I'm sure.
It was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
Forgot about him.
Party hardy.
I couldn't watch that show. Like, it was so, it gave me anxiety. I could only watch one episode a day. But he did phenomenal. Evan Peters.
Yeah,
He deserved an actor for that.
I did watch that whole thing. It was like something I didn't want to watch, but I couldn't look away type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just
I don't know, the energy was not, I didn't like the energy.
Yeah, well, it's like very creepy.
Uh-huh.
But like, he did it very well.
Yeah, but it's like the Ted Bundy one wasn't that bad. It was the one with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
But that one, I don't know. That energy was giving me anxiety. I was like, I can't watch this. I guess because they eat Envy. I don't know. And how did they not know? Like, they smell. That's what I don't get. You had to smell it, right? If you look.
Yeah.
The person. Oh, wait. I think the person next door did like say they, something. But no one believed her or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's because you would definitely smell that stuff, I would think. Yeah.
I don't like it.
No. Okay, and it looks like that's all the time we have for this episode. So, but before we sign off for the night, if you would like to see more of Sydney and myself outside of the podcast, check out our social media accounts. My Instagram handle is at official Mikey J Hart, and my Twitter/X account is at Mikey J Hart. And Sydney, you want to tell them yours?
Mine is on Twitter is _Squidney with 2 Y's and an underscore again. And my TikTok is very easy, so you can just do my TikTok first and you can find my Twitter and everything else. It is Squidney with 2 Y's.
There you go. And then we also have the official social media accounts for the Spooky Wonderland podcast itself. For Instagram and TikTok, our handles are at Spooky Wonderland Podcast. And then for Twitter/X, it's at SPKY Wonderland. Okay, and with all that being said, we will see you spooky listeners next time. We bid you adieu, goodbye, and good night.
As our adventure ends and shadows fade, in this land where fears were laid, emerging from the depths you've roamed, with tales of night and realms we've combed, the fireflies dim, the phantoms rest. Our hosts bid farewell with spectacle zest. And remember, we're not crazy here, just in a different view. Our reality's a world, sometimes strange, sometimes true. Until we meet again in this eerie land, keep the chills close at hand. Hurry back to Spooky Wonderland. Hurry back.